1 billion Americans, the case for thinking bigger. Introduction, America's crossroads. Imagine a United States with 1 billion people. It sounds audacious, even impossible. But as I argue in this book, it's not only possible, it's necessary for America's future. We stand at a crossroads. Our nation faces relative decline as countries like China and India grow in population and economic might. The question is, will we embrace greatness or resign ourselves to second place? I'm not proposing we reach 1 billion overnight. Rather, I'm advocating for a mindset shift, a renewed commitment to growth, dynamism, and American exceptionalism. By thinking bigger about our population and potential, we can tackle pressing issues from climate change to housing affordability while securing America's place as a global leader. Some may balk at such ambitious growth, but America is far from full. Many of our great cities have fewer residents today than decades ago. We have ample room and resources to welcome more people and build thriving communities. With smart policies and planning, we can grow sustainably while improving quality of life for all. In this book, I'll lay out how we can get there through boosting birth rates, welcoming immigrants, and reimagining our cities and infrastructure. It's an optimistic vision, but one I believe is vital for America's future. So let's dive in and explore what a nation of 1 billion Americans could look like. Part 1, the case for American leadership. Why should we care about remaining the world's leading power? It's a fair question. After all, couldn't we just focus on domestic issues and let other nations take the lead? The simple answer is that American leadership matters, for us and for the world. Our democratic values, commitment to human rights, and economic dynamism have shaped the post-World War II order for the better. We've helped spread prosperity, defend freedom, and push scientific boundaries. From defeating fascism to landing on the moon, America at its best inspires the world. Of course, we're far from perfect. We've made grave mistakes and have much to improve. But I'd argue an American-led world order is preferable to the alternatives. Do we want an autocratic China setting global norms, or a world with no clear leader, prone to instability and conflict? By growing to 1 billion people, we can ensure America remains strong enough to defend our values and interests. We can continue driving innovation in technology, clean energy, and other fields vital to humanity's future. And we can serve as a beacon of freedom and opportunity for the world's strivers and dreamers. This isn't about dominating others. It's about having the scale and dynamism to solve big problems and push humanity forward. 1 billion Americans would give us the human capital and economic might to tackle issues like climate change, disease, and poverty on a global scale. So let's reject the politics of decline and rekindle that American spirit of ambition and possibility. Our best days can still be ahead if we're bold enough to seize them. Part 2, more people, more prosperity. Now, you might worry that tripling our population would strain our resources and lower living standards. But the evidence suggests the opposite. More people generally means more prosperity. Think about it. More people means more workers, more consumers, more entrepreneurs and innovators. It means larger markets that can support more specialized businesses and cultural offerings. It means a broader tax base to fund public goods and services. Historically, population growth has gone hand in hand with rising living standards. Consider how much wealthier and more advanced we are today compared to when America had just 100 million people. Or look at countries like Japan that face economic stagnation due to shrinking populations. Of course, population growth alone isn't enough. We need the right policies to harness its benefits. But with smart planning, we can accommodate many more people while improving quality of life. Denser, well-designed cities can actually be more livable and sustainable than sprawling suburbs. And immigrants tend to be net contributors to public finances, not drains. What about resources? America has plenty. Even with 1 billion people, we'd have more freshwater per capita than many European countries. We produce far more food than we consume. and renewable energy gives us essentially limitless potential power. The real constraint isn't physical resources, but our willingness to build and grow. With better policies around housing, transit, and infrastructure, we could comfortably support a much larger population. And that population would generate the ideas and wealth to solve challenges we can't even imagine today. So let's shed our scarcity mindset. America has room to grow, and that growth can make us all more prosperous. Part 3, welcoming the world's talent. Immigration is key to reaching 1 billion Americans, and it's one of our greatest strengths and competitive advantages. Throughout our history, immigrants have enriched our culture, driven innovation, and helped build our economy. They've founded iconic companies, made groundbreaking discoveries, and strengthened our communities. Even today, immigrants are more likely than native-born Americans to start businesses and file patents. Yet our immigration system is broken. We turn away countless talented, hardworking people who want to contribute to America. We make it needlessly difficult for international students to stay after graduating from our universities. And we leave millions in legal limbo, unable to fully participate in society. By welcoming more immigrants, from high-skilled workers to refugees, we can inject dynamism into our economy and communities. We can fill labor shortages, support our aging population, and fuel innovation. And we can uphold our highest ideals as a nation of immigrants. Of course, we need smart, well-managed immigration policies. But the evidence is clear that immigration is a net positive for our economy and society. Even economists who disagree on other issues tend to agree on the benefits of increased immigration. Some worry that immigrants drive down wages for native workers, but most research finds little to no negative impact on native wages or employment. If anything, immigrants often complement native workers, increasing overall productivity. Others fear cultural changes. But America's strength has always been our ability to integrate diverse peoples and influences into a shared national identity. E pluribus unum, out of many, one. So let's reform our immigration system to welcome more of the world's strivers and dreamers. Let's reclaim our identity as a nation of immigrants. And let's harness the energy and talents of people from around the world to build a more prosperous, dynamic America. Part 4, investing in families and children. While immigration is crucial, we also need to support American families who want to have more children. Many people say they want more kids than they end up having, often due to financial constraints or work-life balance challenges. By investing in families, we can make it easier for people to have the number of children they desire. This isn't about forcing anyone to have kids. It's about removing barriers for those who want larger families. What might this look like? We could expand paid family leave, making it easier for parents to bond with newborns without derailing careers. We could increase the child tax credit to ease the financial burden of raising kids. And we could invest in affordable, high-quality childcare and early education. Beyond direct support, we need to rethink how we structure work and communities to be more family-friendly. More flexible work arrangements, better work-life balance, and neighborhoods designed for families can all help. Some might see this as government overreach, but supporting families and children is a worthy investment in our future. Countries like France and Sweden have successfully boosted birth rates through pro-family policies. We can learn from their successes while crafting uniquely American solutions. Importantly, these policies would benefit all families, not just those having more kids. They'd improve quality of life and economic security for parents and children alike. By making it easier to raise families, we can create a more nurturing, child-friendly society. And we can ensure a new generation of Americans to carry our nation forward. Part 5, building for growth. To accommodate 1 billion Americans, we need to reimagine how we build our cities and infrastructure. This isn't just about making room, It's an opportunity to create more livable, sustainable communities. First, we need to build more housing, especially in high-opportunity areas. Outdated zoning laws and NIMBYism have restricted housing supply, driving up costs and limiting economic mobility. By allowing denser development and streamlining approvals, we can create more affordable housing options. We also need better transportation systems. This means investing in public transit, but also embracing new technologies like self-driving cars. With smart planning, we can reduce traffic, cut emissions, and connect people to more opportunities. Clean energy is crucial as we grow. We should double down on renewable sources like solar and wind, while also exploring next-generation nuclear power. With the right investments, we can power a larger population sustainably. Water management will be key in some regions. But with conservation measures and technologies like desalination, we have more than enough water to support growth. Importantly, we need to invest in education and research to drive innovation. A larger population means more minds working on breakthrough technologies and solutions to global challenges. Building for 1 billion won't be easy, but it's an opportunity to fix long-standing issues and create communities that are more livable, sustainable, and prosperous for all. Conclusion: thinking bigger. The idea of 1 billion Americans may seem daunting or even impossible. But throughout our history, America has achieved the seemingly impossible when we think big and work together. This vision isn't about raw numbers. It's about recommitting to growth, dynamism, and American leadership. It's about creating a more prosperous, innovative society that can tackle humanity's greatest challenges. Reaching 1 billion will require hard work and difficult trade-offs. We'll need to reform everything from immigration to housing policy. We'll need to invest in families, infrastructure, and clean energy. But the potential payoff is immense. A larger, more dynamic America can drive global innovation, defend democratic values, and create opportunities for millions. We can build thriving, sustainable communities and lead the world in solving pressing issues like climate change. So let's shed our scarcity mindset. Let's stop thinking of a bigger America as a threat and start seeing it as an opportunity. Let's recapture that spirit of ambition and possibility that has defined our nation at its best. 1 billion Americans isn't just a number. It's a call to think bigger about our future, to believe that our best days are still ahead, and to work together to build a more prosperous, dynamic, and influential America for generations to come.